A little over a year ago, the United States Army put out a request for proposals. They have a weight problem and need some help in fixing it.
A soldier carries, say, something like 30 pounds of batteries in the field. Now, that's a lot. If we can reduce that, that'll make a big difference to how the soldier can move around, for example.
That's where Martin Berzins comes in. He's a professor of computing at the University of Utah and will be working with the four postdoc researchers and eight graduate students who are assisting in the research.
We might do everything from modeling molecules and putting together a computational model which tells you how that battery will behave and how heavy it will be and how much of an improvement it will be.
Mike Kirby is an associate professor of computer science at the U. He says what's so exciting about this project is it won't end with the Army. The research will be used to help everyone in the coming years.
Clearly within my generation and certainly my children's generation, there will be adaptations to what people do with respect to energy and energy storage, because once inroads have been made with respect to one branch of science and one area of our government, then you'll see that they'll be sprinkling into all kinds of other activities.
The University of Utah is leading a team of seven other schools also working on the project. Over the next 5 years, the U will receive $4.2 million for their work. From KCPW News in Salt Lake City, I'm Jessica Gale for Utah Public Radio.